JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and now we're joined by Hawthorn young gun Jai Newcombe.
The Hawks have found a gem, and he could be this year's rising star.
Newcombe from 55, goes for home to the quad.
Before Hawthorn takes on Brisbane in Tassie on Sunday, please welcome Jai Newcombe.
Good to speak to this young man, Fat. He has started with a bang.
Bang, bang.
Jai, welcome to you.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Now, this, you must be pinching yourself. You're just tooling around for Box Hill, suddenly grabbed mid-year, and now you're a legitimate star of the comp. It's happened quickly.
Yeah, it has been a pretty quick journey to where we are at the moment. Yeah, certainly very thankful for everyone that's helped me, I guess, along the way, especially the last 6 months. So, really enjoying it.
Sam Mitchell would be one of those I reckon you would think, because you were overlooked when you were 16, just to go to Gippsland Power, Jim, a 17 and 18. So overlooked. Yeah, you get disappointed. You could easily just gone back to Poowong and got on the frothies and played in the pocket. But Sam Mitchell obviously saw something, and you must thank him every day, I reckon. Jizer?
Yeah, definitely, Sam. Obviously, saw something in me at Box Hill, and I guess was gutsy enough to take the leap and get me in sort of halfway through last year. But then working with the coaching staff this year as well, they've been great and sort of fast tracking my development at AFL level. So I'm very thankful for everyone in the coaching staff at the moment.
So what's that look like? Because I saw you play your first game. You took your bloody laid 19 like tackles
some
or something ridiculous
or something.
But your journey to becoming an A grader has happened quickly. What have the coaches mostly made you work on?
I think a lot of it was sort of just getting that AFL fitness, that preseason under my belt to, I guess, have the ability to be able to run out games and be constantly having an impact. This year, the impact's risen, but I've been a little bit inconsistent, so doing a lot of work with that at the moment, and just making sure contest works strong with plenty of other big guys around the AFL midfield. So, making sure I can compete week in, week out, and Robert Harvey's been massive on that as a midfield group, so he's been really good to work with as well.
Nice coach there, Banger Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Was your best game against the Cats?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Easter Monday.
Yeah,
boy. Sorry, Bill.
No, that's all right,
no,
mate.
We loved it.
No, it was good. He was tough and hard and took on Joel and all the boys. So you must love that. Must love it out there. That's your go, isn't it? You like to get in the trough.
Yeah, it is. It's nice being a country boy. You're, I guess, sort of bred up that way. So I'm just trying to repeat that now at the AFL level, pretty much.
Speaking of the country, now, Jim, guess where he's from?
Poowong.
Poowong. Which is an interesting name, let's be honest. A dairy farming town, South Gippsland. Population of 360, Jizer.
Yeah, you sort of know everyone that's floating around the town, that's for sure, growing up. Lovely country town out there, and plenty of farm life and everything else as there is in sort of every country aspect. So it was a great childhood growing up out there, so wouldn't change it.
How far is it from here?
Hour and a half from the MCG, I suppose.
Well, that's all right.
And you're a carpenter, were you? Apprentice carpenter?
Yeah, I've done 18 months worth of a building apprenticeship with Altium Builders down in Warragul. So,
yeah, good.
On the tools for a bit there.
Just from Currumburra, which is just down the road. There's a nice pub there, Jai.
Yeah, the Borough Brewery.
Yeah, bloody oaf, that's a good one.
Are we going to complete the apprenticeship, or are you just going to play 150 games first?
I'll try and knock off 150 games first, I think, and we'll worry about finishing the apprenticeship at a later stage, if at all, I think.
Went and had a look at Poowong play on the weekend, Jim. They had a nice win. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Big Alex Henshaw, I think it was, who kicked 6 or 7. Geez, he looked good. Joy?
Yeah, it was lively on the weekend.
Falling
in his lap a bit, but he had a good day.
Guess who else is from Poowong, Jim?
Well, they won by 181 points.
Yeah, well, Alex has done well with 7, and I think Steve McGinnis got 5.
Bill, it was 188 to 7 when the final siren sounded.
Who'd they play? Nilham or some?
Nil Madonna or some bloody mud. So they had a comfortable win, Poowong.
Guess who else is from Poowong, Jim?
Well, go on.
Rudy Mandemaker.
Rudy from South Australia.
Yeah, he was a good player over there. Do you know Rudy?
Yeah, I do know Rudy.
One of the Zarsoff brothers.
No, they, no, they don't come from Poowong. Oh, Smokes is.
Smokes is.
Who are the senior players at Hawthorn, Jai, when you got down there? Who did you gravitate to? Who took you under their wing?
Jager's probably been the biggest one that sort of taken me under his wing. I moved straight in with him pretty much when I came down to the club, so he's been really good.
Good-looking bloke.
Yes, he is. Knows it too.
He's in there.
Liam Shields has actually been really good as well, as a sort of senior head amongst the group, being a really good leader for me, and Tommy Mitchell as well has been massive.
When you first, I mean, it was a different game for me, but when you first get to first class level in cricket and AFL level in footy, it's the intensity with which everyone trains that I was blown away by, Jai. Like the speed with which everything happens. When you're 18, 19-year-old kid, you wander in and your head's spinning.
Yeah, it's certainly a drastic change, sort of from at least country level back at Poowong where I was, and even from VFL prior, sort of first half of last year. Just the consistent jump in everything, is sort of mind blowing as it all happens so fast, and you've got to be sort of switched on for a lot longer than you used to.
So when you get out in the middle now and you look across, you're playing Carlton and there's Cripper, or you're playing Geelong and there's Danger. These sort of have you absolutely got rid of the eyes sparkling in that situation? Now you're comfortable and you go, right, bring it, you two?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's completely gone, but the bring it aspect's definitely there, and loving, I guess, competing against premier midfielders of the competition at the moment and sort of seeing where I'm stacking up. So loving the challenge, and hopefully can continue some half-decent form.
You got a nickname, Jai Newcomb?
A bit of juke, nothing too fancy.
You know who John Newcomb is?
My grandfather.
Oh, that's it. Good answer. He was an Australian tennis player. Very good. And he had a moustache too. Bit better than your little fluffy thing.
Yeah. He was rocking a pretty solid one back in the day.
And Georgia just swinging hands. Georgia, she looks mate. Like she's got you covered, Jai. How
she's
the hell
not from Poo.
She's not from Poowong.
No, just around the corner in Garfield, born and raised. So.
Garfield, wow.
Yeah.
Well done.
Very lucky with Georgia, looks after me, so can't complain.
I would say very lucky.
And we got a photo. He's got the white shorts on, Jim, and the pink shirt. I bet you that you didn't go back to Poowong in that.
Nah, it's probably a bit classy for that, you reckon, Bill?
Yes, mate. I couldn't see you getting out the footy, walking around the fence there, mate, with that on.
No, I'd cop it pretty heavily, I reckon.
How often are you getting back there, please, to the hometown?
Sort of fortnightly.
Good.
When I was with the host family, try and get back there as often as possible. Haven't probably been down in a month or so now, but we'll definitely make the trek shortly.
Great news about James Sicily, by the way. A star, that man is. Re-signed for 5 years?
Yeah, it's massive news for Sis and the club. It's obviously great to have his long-term commitment, and obviously sees bright things ahead for us as a club. So, more than happy for Sis and the club and the journey, I guess, we're on.
We did your game on the weekend. He is a superb defender, James Sicily, because he just plays the footy, Bill. Watches the footy coming in and backs himself to beat whoever he's playing on to it.
And, Joe, he'd be the next captain, you would think, wouldn't you, of Hawthorn?
Yeah, he's definitely one of our heavy contenders for that job going forward. He's obviously done a few games this year and doing a very good job, so I would not be surprised if Sis is a leader of our club going forward.
A big test this weekend, Brisbane in Launceston, good spot for Hawthorn to play, but Brisbane are a very, very good side.
Yeah, it's going to be a good challenge this weekend against the informed Lions side, but hopefully we can bring some of our best and take it right up to them down in our fortress at Launceston. Oh, so we'll see how we go.
Bill, not a bad run after that.
Well, they go to Darwin.
Gold Coast.
Yeah, so they go Launceston, Darwin, MCG. They're right. They've lost six of the last seven. So we just need a win, little Jizer.
Yeah, we'll produce one. We'll be right.
Good.
Bill,
good.
We're trying to be a bit upbeat about Hawks.
Well, Brisbane won the last five and Hawks are six. Anyway, is Jai still there? Anyway, Jai's a great speaking with you. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour, mate. And keep going back to your old roots there in Pooyong. Even Pooyong.
Cheers, Bill. Thanks, boys.
Well done, mate. You're going beautifully.
Jai Newcombe from the Hawthorn Football Club on the Rush Hour. Triple M.